Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College, FM 90.7, and streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. It's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are special, that will hopefully reach in and grab some people, and that some of them will grab you. They're the ones that grab me. There's quite a variety tonight, but it's not really as strong instrumentally and sort of popular as usual. There's a lot more folk music, a couple of country, and some other things, but really more a reflective show, including the first song. The first song is Jean. It was from the movie The Prime of Miss Jean Brody, and I'm currently watching the series. There's a TV series on Amazon Prime, The Prime of Miss Jean Brody, and she's just turned 40, and she claims she's entered the prime of her life. She's young and alive, and the song is sort of reaching out to her and saying, come on, now's the time to really live. Let's get out and do adventurous, exciting things, fall in love. And if you see the movie, you'll find, or the series, you'll find that she's very committed to teaching and doing all the right things. And this is the other side of her life beckoning her. So listen closely. Jean by Oliver.
Jean, roses are red. All the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow, Jean. Jean, Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half-dreamed dream and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean. Tell the sheep in the valley, come home my way. Till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Jean, Jean. Roses are red, and all of the leaves have gone green. While the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow haze, come into my arms, Bonnie Jean. Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half-dream and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Come into my arms, Bonnie.
The last song was Jean by Oliver. The next song is a fiddle tune. I love fiddle tunes. very few instrumentals I play on this show other than fiddle or banjo. This is Lisa Schneckenberger, a beautiful young woman. I was on several weekends where she was the one of the performers, professional performers, and she played for us a lot, and I just like her style. I often suggest that when you listen to fiddle tunes, you try and figure out the A part and the B part, and most tunes will go A, A, B, B, so you can hear the part repeat twice, and then you should wait for it to change and hear the B part and see if you can figure that one out. But this time, she's playing three separate tunes: The Bottle of Brandy, The Banks of Lao Ganhua, and Miss Sarah McFadden. And so that makes it especially hard. I could not get the A and B part straight for the first part of the show thing, the song, but later on I was able to pretty much tell the A and B parts coming in. It's a fun way of trying to make you pay more attention. If you want to try and get deeper into a fiddle tune, listen for the A and B parts. This is a collection of Irish tunes played by Lisa Schneckenberger. Thank you. was a collection of Irish fiddle tunes by Alicia Schneckenberger. The next song is Where the Soul of Man Never Dies, a traditional gospel piece. I was in a gospel group off and on for about 30 years, and this is one of our favorite songs. I was a bass, so the bass part you hear is the one I would be singing. The lead on this is a man named Jeff Davis. He's singing the lead part. And he's a fairly good friend of mine. I met him as a performer, and he came back so many times I got to know him a little bit. The other tenor is Jerry Epstein. He was an active member of our club. I knew him really well. And the other two are just professional performers who the four of them got together, and David Jones and Jeff Warner, they formed this group called Bermuda Quadrangle, and that's who's performing this song. Oddly enough, Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner, just by chance, happened to come and perform at the grade school where my sons attended, two different years. So both of my sons came home talking about these guys, Jeff Davis and Jeff Warner, and I said, I know them. Anyway, I like this song a lot. Gospel, Where the Soul of Man Never Dies, by the Bermuda Quadrangle.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way,
where the soul of man never dies,
where darkest night is turned to day,
and the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eye, where all is joy is love and peace, and the soul of man never dies.
Hey, roses bloom in there for me,
where the soul of man never dies,
and I will spend eternity
where the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes, where all peace and joy is time and peace, and the soul of man never dies.
My life will end in deathless sleep,
where the soul of man never dies,
and everlasting joy I'll reap,
where the soul of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes, where all peace and joy is joy and peace, and souls and never dies.
I'm on my way to that fair land,
where the souls of man never dies,
where there will be no parting, and
the souls of man never dies. Dear friend, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dim eyes, where all peace, joy, is joy and peace, and souls will never dies.
You just heard Where the Soul of Man Never Dies by the Bermuda Quadrangle. Next comes another gospel tune. This is Death Came A-Knockin', also known as Traveling Shoes, by Ruthie Foster. I heard this song in a song jam and went and looked for a good recording of it and found this one. So it's got some energy to it. Death Came A-Knockin' by Ruthie Foster.
Oh, you know that. Oh, you know that. You know that death came a-knockin' on my mother's door, singing, come on, mother, ain't ya ready to go? And my mother stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shout, hallelujah, done, done my duty, got on my traveling shoes. Death came a-knockin' on my sister's door, singing, come on, sister, ain't ya ready to go? And my sister stooped down, buckled up her shoes, and she moved on down by the Jordan stream. And then she shout, hallelujah, done, done my duty, got on my traveling shoes. Hey, 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 hey.
that was Death Came a Knockin' by Ruthie Foster. The next one is What Was I Thinking by Dierks Bentley. You know, imagine a young man who's trying to court a young woman, and he might be doing some foolish things. And after he's done them, he looks back and he can say to himself, "What was I thinking?" And that's the name of this song, What Was I Thinking? And I think it tells a good story. Dierks Bentley.
A beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Born to kill tattoo, tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Was I Thinking by Dierks Bentley. I've been reading a book called Mindfulness for Beginners, And one of the first things they get into is being non-judgmental about everything. I mean, you can observe when something is not the way it's appropriate to be, but you're not supposed to judge the person as being a bad person. You can think of them as sick or misled or whatever. Anyway, this particular song is called Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And I think it's kind of that. Early on, you get the impression that Papa was not exactly an admirable person, but somehow they managed to convey that in a way that sort of describes him as this is just who he was. He was a rolling stone. That was his nature. And I like it a lot. Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
Where he laid his hat was his home, and when he died, oh, he left. would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, mama, folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, when he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a long.
Papa was a rolling stone. Well, when he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a
heard Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. That's your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And we're 90.7 FM in the Meadowview, Emory, Abingdon area, reaching out about 35 miles in all directions. Solar powered, and you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. And Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you things I think are going to reach out and grab some people. And that's what I look for, things that are different and seem to be intense. The next song is a good example. It's called Hello, and it's by Walk Off the Earth. And right at the start, there's an instrument I cannot identify. It sounds like one of these things you swirl around in the air that makes this funny woo sound. But whatever it is, it gives you a sort of a haunting beginning. And then it gets into a story. And I think the story is about regret. Sometimes when you leave a relationship, you look back at it and think, what was I doing? I shouldn't have done that. That was really a wonderful thing. And I think that's what this singer is saying. But you can have your own story here. This is Hello by Walk Off the Earth.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times. Everything that I've done, but when I call you now,
calling me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town when nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can see that I've tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart. But it don't matter, it really doesn't tear you apart anymore.
I'm going to make an exception for the next song. Usually when I play a song, I don't like to give too much context that would influence the opinion of the listeners about the music. I want the music to speak for itself, the song, the words, the singer. And knowing that it's in from a particular context, if that would significantly influence your hearing of it, I don't think it's fair. Like telling you what a wonderful video there was of it or something. But this was from a talent show, and this young woman, I think she was 32, came out, and she told him that her performing name was Nightbird, and I believe the song's name is It's Okay, and so I'm going to play it for you. But here's the exception. This woman, the story came out that she actually had what was almost certainly a fatal disease. And this was her way of dealing with it, telling herself it's okay, and I'm going to enjoy my life while I have it. I think there was a quote in one of the part of the interview saying something like, it's not good to wait till the hard times are over to start being happy with your life. So, anyway, that's the context. This is called It's Okay by Nightbird.
In the summertime, I changed my name thinking that it would change my mind. I thought that all my problems they would stay behind. I was a stick of dynamite and it just was a matter of time, yeah. Okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's all I wrote 100 pages, but I burned them all. Yeah, I burned them all. I blow through yellow lights and don't look back at all. I don't look back at all. Oh, dang, oh my, now I can't hide. Said I knew what I wanted, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's alright. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's alright. It's alright to be lost sometimes.
That was It's Okay by Nightbird. I have a son, Matthew, who has a radio show about once a month. It's a three-hour Saturday morning folk music show. And I've gotten a lot of songs from Matthew. And this next one is one of them. It's on his recent show. It's called Hob Thrasher. And Matt kind of knows my taste, so he told me I might like this one, and he was right. And it's about an old man who's a fiddler who's in an airport and asks a guy to play guitar with him, and they get together and have a good time. I'm getting on a bit in years, and I'm a fiddler, so I can imagine being in an airport and playing with someone. I think they'd have to be pretty good to make me sound as good as this guy, though. Anyway, this is Hob Thrasher by Michael McNevin, and it just has a nice feel to it of people getting together and having a good time. They don't care who's listening to them. They're just making some nice music. So, Hob Thrasher by Michael McNevin.
I met Hob Thrasher at the airport, Thanksgiving weekend moving slow. He sat beside me with his grandson. He had his fiddle case in tow. He asked me if I played rhythm. I said, maybe now, let's see. We spent a little while tuning. Played the Wabash Cannonball in G. You got 90-year-old fingers. You play the fiddle best you can. And when you're stuck inside an airport, you let a stranger join your band. Well, there was not a crowd around us. We weren't in anybody's way. And we didn't mind who hurt us. We were glad enough to play. Now maybe some folks don't like waiting, and maybe some don't like to fly, and maybe others miss their jet planes and pick a tune to pass the time. You got 90-year-old fingers. You play the fiddle best you can. And when you're stuck inside an airport, you let a stranger join your band. Hob looked at me over his glasses. He don't read music off the stand. He just plays them like he hears them and teaches youngsters how to jam. Well, don't look at me to play no solo. I'm playing bad enough for now. I just play rhythm for Hop Thrasher and tap my heel on the ground. When you got 90-year-old fingers, you play the fiddle best you can. And when you're stuck inside an airport, you let a stranger join your band. When you live 90-odd Thanksgivings and you play the fiddle high and sweet, you got a tune to give your grandson, Wabash Cannonball in G.
The last song was Hob Thrasher by Michael McNevin. When I play music, when I pick music for the show, it has to be something that I think is extra good. And part of that is the music must be extra good. And if there is a message, it either has to be reinforced by the music or somehow be at least acceptable. But without the music, I have a hard time putting anything on. So, except a poem. But the next song is called So Strong by Labi Siffre. It's very much a message song, and it's a wonderful message. It's telling people who are different, even when they're young, that it's okay. You're going to be all right. The singer's going to love you whether, no matter what you choose to do in life and who you are and who you love. And it's just a wonderful message. And the singer sort of said, I wish somebody had told me this when I was young. But I'm telling you now while you're young. So it's kind of a great message. But it's also just, the music is beautiful. The harmonies and everything really get to me. So it's just a nice song. Anyway, it's called So Strong by Labi Siffre.
We have cleared off the table, the leftovers saved, washed the dishes, and put them away. I have told you a story and tucked you in tight at the end of your knockabout day. As the moon sets its sail to carry you to sleep over the midnight sea, well, I will sing you a song no one sang to me. May it keep you good company. You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads, and know I will love you still. You can live by yourself, you can gather friends around, you can choose one special one, and the only measure be the love you leave behind when you're gone.
Some girls grow up strong and bold, some boys are quiet and kind.
Some race on ahead, some follow behind.
Some grow in their own space and time.
Some women love women,
and some men love men.
Some raise children, and some never do.
You can dream all the day, never reaching the end of everything possible for you.
Don't be rattled by names, by taunts or games, but seek out spirits true. If you give your friends the best part of yourself, they will give the same back to you. You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads. And know I will love you still. You can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can choose one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone.
Oh, the love you leave behind when you're gone.
That was So Strong by Lobby Seafray. I do enjoy some entertaining woo-woo thoughts, and one of them is to have conversations with animals or plants or inanimate objects, and I don't really think they're answering me, but let me tell you how it works. I will turn to an object like the microphone. I'll say, "Hey microphone, I appreciate what you're doing for me," or something like that, and then I wait for an answer. Now the answer, of course, is coming into my head, being made up by me, but it's not intentionally made up by me. So let's see what the microphone says. "Hey microphone, you're doing a good job for me." Well, the microphone says, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I was intended to do, and I appreciate you're giving me the opportunity to be what I'm supposed to be. Yeah, well, good. So that's the kind of conversation I have. And I say, what if it were such a thing, what would it say? What do I think it would say? And it's okay to think that you're making it up, but don't consciously make it up. So the next song, which is called Rusty Old American Dream by David Wilcox, catches that so perfectly. He's doing it. Boy, is he doing it. There's an old car that's a 58 Oldsmobile. So, but this old car is now, this one is old, and it's asking a young man, "Hey man, buy me. I'm about, this is my last time around, and I'd like you to buy me and take me on a trip." And it's just a fun song. It's by David Wilcox. It's called Rusty Old American Dream.
And the story of the rise and fall of the American Empire. I worry sometimes. It might seem ponderous to write about, but there it was in a used car lot. It's about true love and rescue. It's about a 17-year-old boy in a two-tone 58 Oldsmobile. Green and white. It's written from the point of view of the Oldsmobile. "Well, I don't look all that ragged for all the time it's been, but I'm weakened underneath me where my frame is rusted thin. And this year's state inspection I just barely passed. Won't you drive me across the country? Boy, this year could be my last. I'm a tail fin road locomotive from the days of cheap gasoline, and I'm for sale by the side of the road going nowhere. A rusty old American dream. I rolled off the line in Detroit back in 1958. Spent 3 days in the showroom, that's all I had to wait. I've been good to all who own me, so have no fear. Come on, boy, put your money down and get me out of here. I made tail fin road locomotive from the days of cheap gasoline. And I'm for sale by the side of the road, going nowhere, a rusty old American dream. Now this car needs a young man to own him, one who will polish the chrome. I will give you the rest of my lifetime, but don't let me die here alone. You just jump me some juice to my battery, give that old starter a spin, hear me whir, sputter, backfire through the carburetor and roar into life once again. I am a tail fin road locomotive. You can polish my chrome so clean, and we can fly off into the sunset together, a rusty old American dream. Still running, a rusty old American dream.
Rusty Old American Dream by David Wilcox. A few weeks ago, I played The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton. The next song is a parody on that, The Battle of Cucamonga by Homer and Jeffro. Well, some of you will be going off to camp this summer, perhaps to be counselors, perhaps to go to camp, or perhaps your children are going off to camp. And this is a song about camp, The Battle of Cucamonga by Homer and Jeffro. And it's my attempt to not be so serious on my show and admit that a most important part of life is just raw joy. So here is The Battle of Cucamonga by Homer and Jethro.
In 1959, we took a little hike with our scoutmaster down to Lake Onega Nike. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts, and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study, nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together, but if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crept up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. There must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We lay down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together, but if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept her real still and we had her eyes glued. We saw how they were dressed. They were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together, but if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them, from the lake and Eagle Nike all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me.
Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together, but if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Ah, them big guys get everything.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them, from the Lake Onega Nike all the way to Buffalo.
A rooty toot toot, a rooty toot toot. We are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. We don't smoke and we don't chew, and we don't go with the girls that do.
You've been listening to Wombats in Music with your host, Harry Baya, from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to end the show and tell you that I want you to join me in our audience participation time. So is everybody ready for that? If you've heard the show, you know what's coming. If not, this is your first time. And it is your first time. Well, get your heart into this. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.